And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Ever since the day when Larry impulsively invited Claudia Vincent to visit them at their home in Rosehaven, Long Island, the Noble household has been in a state of turmoil. For Larry is trying to justify his decision, whereas Mary is getting to dislike this glamorous young woman intensely. Right now, we find Mary and her good friend Maud Marlowe in the pantry, where Mary's arranging flowers for the house. And we hear...
It seems to me all the flowers are rather late this year. Or is it just because I don't remember?
I think it is a late season, Maud. Usually the peonies are in full bloom by now. And this year they're just beginning to come out.
My, but don't they smell good, Mary? Mm. There's nothing quite so fresh and clean as the smell of peonies right out of the garden.
Yes. I wonder if I can make these lilacs last another day or two. They're beginning to wilt. It's the last we'll have. I think if I cut the stems and bruise the ends and put them into water, they'll be all right.
Don't ask me. I'm like Larry. What I don't know about gardens would fill a book. Oh, do you want me to help you carry those in?
Oh, I'm not quite ready, Maud. Just let me fill these two vases with water, and then...
Oh, I declare this pantry smells like a flower shop.
Oh, it is nice.
Now, are you ready?
Just as soon as I give these iris the last touch, Maud.
Maybe you ought to leave them right here and draw up a couple of chairs in the pantry and spend the day.
That isn't such a bad idea, Maud. I'm getting so that I look about me cautiously before I go anywhere around here lately.
Oh, speaking of that, Mary, just where is your lovely house guest, Claudia Vincent, at this moment?
Larry took her to the village. She had some errands to do.
My, how sweet. Isn't it nice for her to have such a considerate host?
Oh, Maud, I don't know what to do about Claudia.
You ought to put your foot down and tell Larry you simply will not let her stay here.
But I can't very well do that.
Well, why not? Isn't this your house? Your home?
Yes, Maud. But it's Larry's home, too. And he's the one who invited Claudia. Oh, how I wish I'd never suggested driving over to Rupert Barlow's place that day while Claudia was there. It was all my fault.
I still don't see why you have to allow that woman to move in here and behave as if she intended spending the rest of her life. It's ridiculous.
When I spoke to Larry about it, he reminded me of the time I took George Taggart in with us and what a lot of trouble that stirred up.
Well, I don't see the logic in that, Mary. Seems to me it's all the more reason you shouldn't be caught in the same trap again.
Oh, it's no use, Maud. I simply can't say anything to Larry about Claudia, particularly right now.
Why not right now?
Because of Rupert Barlow.
Well, I don't follow that at all.
Larry knows that I went over to Oyster Bay to talk to Rupert the other afternoon. He phoned me there and learned that I had just left.
Well, really, this is getting most peculiar. Mary, what made you go there in the first place, and what in the world induced Larry to call you?
I wanted to talk to Rupert about the securities of ours he holds. Now that Larry invited Claudia to come here to visit, it means that Larry believes her story and not Rupert's. Larry thinks Claudia is telling the truth when she says Rupert stole her family fortune some years back.
Oh, that's a bit awkward, isn't it? When Rupert Barlow holds the deed to this house and Larry's life insurance.
It's far worse than that. I couldn't bear it till I found out what Rupert meant to do.
Well, and what did you find out?
Rupert offered to return the papers to me any time.
Oh, well, at least that worry is over then.
I don't think so.
You mean you didn't bring them back with you?
Oh, he didn't have them there, Maud. He said he'd get them for me any time. He was terribly nice about everything.
Well, then I wouldn't worry, Mary.
When I told Larry, he was furious.
Well, why should he be?
Because Rupert said he would personally accept the loss it would mean if he picked up the securities right now, before this mysterious business deal is settled.
Oh, I see.
Oh, it's all very confusing, Maud. Evidently, Rupert told Larry that there was no risk involved at all. He persuaded Larry to go in with him on this deal to make a quick profit, enough to send Larry Jr. and me to Bermuda. At least, that was Larry's understanding. According to Rupert, it's not quite as simple as that.
Well, I can well believe it. I never heard of a business deal that was that easy. I wish I had.
Larry doesn't want me to get those securities if it means accepting a special favor from Rupert.
Well, you go ahead and get them all the same, Mary. The idea. I wouldn't let my pride stand between me and all the property you saved over the years.
Oh, I don't know what to do, Maud. Larry is terribly mad at me for getting mixed up in this thing. And I think he's probably right. If I just let him settle it, we wouldn't have Claudia Vincent here today.
Just the same, Mary, the sooner you send her packing, the better it will be.
I can't. Not as long as Larry is being stubborn about it.
Oh, do you actually think for one minute that Larry Noble is taken in by that obvious creature with all her simpering and her put-on helplessness?
Oh, I don't know, Maud. She's very lovely looking. Even I have to admit that. And she does play up to Larry all the time.
Oh, ridiculous. Well, you'd think he'd have more sense.
I think I heard a car driver.
Anybody home?
Out here in the pantry, Larry.
Oh, fixing flowers, huh? Hi, Maud.
Good morning, Larry. Well, you're up and about in good time.
Yes, I promised to drive Claudia down to the village.
Oh, didn't she come back with you?
No, she's having her hair done, one thing and another. I said I'd come back for her in 2 hours.
How nice. The Larry Noble Taxi Service.
Yeah, that's about right. How's the new play coming on, Maud?
Nothing new about it yet, Larry. I'm signed for the part, and we'll start rehearsal sometime in August. An early fall opening.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you landed that part. You ought to be a smash hit.
Oh, I wonder. Every time I think about it now, I get nervous chills.
Well, you'll get over that when you start working.
Oh, I hope so.
Gee, I wish Claudia could get a break like that.
Claudia?
Claudia?
Well, yes, what's so strange about that?
Well, is she trying to get on the stage?
Well, she'd like to. She'd like it more than anything.
Well, has she ever done anything?
Well, not much professionally. But she is good.
How do you know?
She's been reading with me a few times.
Oh?
Yeah, she's exceptionally good. Too bad she can't break in.
Has she tried, Larry?
Oh, honey, you know what it is to get into a play on Broadway.
Well, at least she could go into New York and start the rounds. She certainly can't get anywhere staying here in Rosehaven.
Well, I don't know. You can never tell about those things.
Does that mean that you're going to try to help her get a start, Larry?
Larry, does it?
Use your influence?
Oh, I haven't decided yet. I just don't know what I ought to do. I think I'll go outside for a bit now.
Well, so that's how it stands.
You see, Maud, she's got him absolutely spellbound.
But look out, dear. You're splashing water all over.
I don't care.
And this same morning, wealthy Rupert Barlow is standing with his man Victor at the end of a pier in New York Harbor where the luxury liner from Bermuda is due to arrive any minute. Can we hear?
Confound it all. What do they take me for, a hired chauffeur? Cabling that they'll arrive this morning by ship instead of by plane as they intended. Did you ever hear such blasted nerve in your life, Victor?
Well, you didn't need to come in all the way from Long Island yourself, Mr. Barlow. I could have picked them up and brought them out in the car.
Nonsense. I don't propose to have them arrive unexpectedly. I want to have a look at this upstart. I want to meet him face to face right here on the pier before I allow him to come down to my home at Oyster Bay and thrust himself on me. Julia Dixon has no right to inflict visitors on me as if I were running a boarding house.
Maybe she's invited this young guy to stay with her.
Stay where?
In her cottage on the grounds. There's room enough.
What? The most brazen, preposterous idea you've ever suggested, Victor. I never heard of such a thing.
Now listen, boy.
I don't want to hear any more such talk. If Julia's decided for some reason to allow this wretched young upstart to accompany her home from Bermuda, then I'll put up with him for a few days just to humor her.
I know what you mean. Maybe he won't look so good to Miss Julia back here at home. But he was plenty good looking down there in bathing trunks. You should have seen the women look at him.
It's absurd. I always thought Julia was a sensible woman.
Maybe that's been her trouble, Mr. Barlow.
What are you talking about, Victor?
Maybe she's been too sensible, looking after your place like she's done, working like a dog for you all these 10 years, just because you always said you'd marry her. Well, maybe when you ran out on her in Bermuda, she kind of changed her mind about everything back home.
Victor, you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, could be. With this young guy trailing after, you never know.
Where the devil is that ship?
It's right out there, boss. The tugs are bringing it in now.
Rupert Barlow stands on the end of the pier in more of a state of worry than he's known for some years. Suppose his faithful Julia Dixon should turn away from him. What then? We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.